It was a colorful celebration as various dance troupes and choral groups, as well as the Ghana Navy Band, entertained the gathering that filled to capacity the premises of the St. John Bosco Basic School. It was also a display of tradition as chiefs and their entourage from different traditional areas announced their presence adorned in full regalia. In the midst of the displays, most of the guests waited anxiously for the announcement of the date for the final funeral rites. However, this never was, even though there was no explanation from officialdom. Earlier, a two-hour requiem was held for the late P.V. Obeng. It was attended by the Vice President, Pa Kwesi Emisa-Arthur, and the Second Lady, past and present ministers of state, members of parliament, and various top political party stalwarts, among others. The Metropolitan Archbishop of Kumasi, Most Reverend Gabriel Justice Anoche, who was the main celebrant, said death is not a punishment, but a conduit by which Christians enter eternal life. He said death should be a reminder to all, so as to strive to serve the Maker in truth. According to Most Reverend Anoche, the late P.V. Obeng's humility, simplicity, and commitment to the things of God, as well as contribution to the spiritual and physical development of the Church, was enormous. He said it was for these qualities that the Catholic Church knighted him. Special prayers were said for the wife and children of the late P.V. Obeng.